This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. COVID cases are rising across the United States, with nearly half of the U.S. states reporting an increase in cases. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
But the severity is not rising. Dr. Anthony Fauci says an uptick was expected after mitigation policies like mask wearing were lifted.
Each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take in going to indoor dinners and going to functions.
President Biden, who is vaccinated and doubly boosted, has not been wearing masks all the time. And just days after an event with him, more than a dozen D.C. officials have tested positive for COVID.
Yes, he is mingling there, but we feel that the protocols around the president are sufficient to protect him.
Fauci made his comments on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday that the United States is committed to providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to defend itself against Russia as Ukraine seeks more military aid from the West. Sullivan said on ABC TV that President Joe Biden's administration will send more weapons to Ukraine to prevent Russia from seizing more territory and targeting civilians, attacks that Washington has labeled as war crimes. The United States has sent $1.7 billion in military assistance to Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion February 24th, this according to the White House last week. Weapons shipments have included defensive anti-aircraft Stinger and anti-tank Javelin missiles, as well as ammunition and body armor. But U.S. and European leaders are being pressed by Ukraine's president to provide heavier arms and equipment to engage Russia in the eastern regions of the country. This is VOA News. The killing of an unarmed Palestinian woman in the West Bank is the latest in Israeli-Palestinian violence as tensions soar during Ramadan. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
The Israeli army shot the woman at a military checkpoint near Bethlehem after she was asked to stop and ignored warning shots. That came after a Palestinian militant was killed by the Israeli army for his part in the deadly shooting in Tel Aviv earlier this week. Hundreds of Palestinians gathered in his hometown of Jenin to mourn his loss. This year, Ramadan coincides with major Jewish holidays, leading to heightened tensions. Speaking to his cabinet, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett vows that Israel is going on the offensive to tackle Palestinian attacks. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Pakistan is set to vote in opposition leader Shehbaz Sharif as the country's next prime minister on Monday. This comes a day after incumbent Imran Khan lost a no-confidence vote, bringing down his nearly four-year-old coalition government. The 342-member National Assembly, or lower house of parliament, voted on the no-confidence motion against Khan early on Sunday, with 174 legislators from a united opposition supporting it. That's two more than required to force the former cricket star from office. Sharif led the opposition bid to oust Khan and later submitted his nomination to the legislature for the prime minister's election, which the 70-year-old politician is widely expected to win. Khan is the first prime minister to be ousted by a no-confidence vote in Pakistan. The vote against Khan was repeatedly delayed. It was finally held after the country's Supreme Court ruled last week that Khan had acted unconstitutionally when he previously blocked the vote and dissolved parliament. Sri Lankan protesters have occupied the entrance to the president's office for a second day, demanding Gotabaya Rajapaksa resign over the debt-ridden country's worst economic crisis in memory. Hundreds of demonstrators on Sunday weathered heavy rain with raincoats and umbrellas. They chanted anti-government slogans. Some called for the entire parliament to disband to make way for younger leadership. The nation is on the brink of bankruptcy, saddled with $25 billion worth of foreign debt. Talks with the International Monetary Fund are expected later this month. The government has turned to China and India for emergency loans to buy food and fuel. And recapping our top story of the hour, COVID cases in the United States are rising. Nearly half of the states reported an increase. And you can find more about that story and all our coverage of Ukraine and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.